Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not there yet. I got the first
three letters.
What the
hell is whirling? Why does everyone tweet it out like we all care how they did? Can you explain that to me?
Why do people care?
Well, because
nobody cares. But I tweet it out every day.
No, I see people tweet it out all the time.
Yeah.
And isn't it similar to, here's how my fantasy team did tonight, or am I missing it a little bit?
Except that I'm not, you know, telling you how my fantasy team
did. No one cares about your Wordle but you.
I agree, 100%.
Okay, so why do you tweet it out?
I can still tweet it out. You don't have to react to it or look at it. Pay attention to it.
No, I'm just asking a question.
It's like, hey, Johnny is toilet trained. So what? Eventually, every person gets toilet trained. Why am I celebrating the fact that you're a kid?
I celebrated when my kid was toilet trained.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, but no one else cares.
No, I didn't tweet about it.
Like, did your friends call you? Hey, good job, Evan.
I did get a few calls. But you're the one who tweeted out your Wordle score as if we give a rat's ass.
I don't know. I guess because I'm trying to show you that I'm hip and cool with what's going on these days.
Oh,
but
so
I can't get today's word yet. I have the first three letters. I don't have the last two yet.
I saw you tweet out a Wordle score the other day, and I went into your mentions, and people were accusing you of BSing how you did on that Wordle.
You can't. It is what it is.
No, I don't get what Wordle
people
is,
Craig.
People
were suggesting that I didn't give out my real score.
Yes.
That's so stupid. You can't fake it. It is what it is.
You could always fake it, Craig.
No, you can't fake this. And I give out, I start with the same word every time. Score. A lot of people, it's like a cheat code. They use the word ado because it gives you the vowels right away. I think that's cheating, so I don't use ado.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, because you're not hipping with it.
Okay. Yeah, and I already got mine today, so I already got it. Is it the same word for everyone?
Everyone, yeah.
So I got it.
What is it?
In five words.
You got it in five?
Yeah.
What was the word?
I'm on the fifth right now.
Okay. I don't want to tell you. He's playing.
You
say he's got the first three letters, so I'll give you the first three letters.
Oh, so you're all playing the same word?
Yes.
It's P-R-O.
Yes.
Those are the first three letters. I haven't yet figured out the next
two. How many letters are there?
No.
Five.
Probable. No.
Pride would have been a good guess, but I got the O in there.
Prostate.
That's not. It's only five letters.
Prognosticate.
Relax, Tiger.
Promo.
Promo.
P-R-O.
Promo.
Oh, promo.
You already have the other O.
Oh.
Promo. I typed in promo. And not promo. What is it?
Sorry.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, what is it?
Proxy.
I would never have gotten that.
Proxy?
I'm going to write it in, but I would have never gotten that.
Proxy. Oh, so everybody plays the same word?
It's only one word a day. Some guy in like London created it. Mm-hmm. And now there's a game you can get on the App Store called, actually, here, I'll tell you right now. Like, if this is your thing, it's a good mental gymnastics game to play.
I remember playing words with friends all the time. That was addictive.
That was a good game, too.
That was addictive.
Hold on. Oh, it's, hang on a second. It's Puzzword. If you download the app Puzzword, it's Wordle, but you can play, unlimited games.
Does Words with Friends still exist? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Because that was everywhere for a while.
Dude, Proxy's a good one. I would not have gotten that by myself. Good job. You got it in five?
I did.
Nice job,
good
buddy.
For you.
Well, I had the P-R-O and then Y, and then I just figured Proxy.
Well, if you had the Y, then
yes.
I didn't have the Y.
See, the problem, so I see too many people scores. The problem is once you get a letter in a spot, don't continue to guess letters with that word in that spot. Try and get as many different letters as you can.
Yeah, you just try to use up as many.
So once you figure out.
So you're revealing your Wordle strategies.
Like
yes.
Like I played Clue last night with the kids.
Nice.
And they still don't understand why I win every time. Because you have to start eliminating stuff based on how people guess.
Gotcha.
And I looked at the three cards before I put them in the envelope. Anyway.
Here's your answer.
That I do that because if the game's going on too long, sometimes you just got
to
end it.
So that so you never use it to actually win?
No, just to end the game? Yesterday, don't tell Anthony this, I did know the three things before we started the game. Because, you know, a clue game could go on forever.
So I
wanted to make sure we had like an hour max.
I started playing with my son Guess Who. Do you remember Guess Who?
No.
Do you remember Guess Who?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't know Guess Who.
Was it board game?
It's a picture. Yeah. It's a game in which, yeah, you've got your own board. There's a picture of like 25 different people.
Okay.
And you have to like ask yes or no questions on what that person looks like. And you're guessing.
You get one of the people on the, and then.
I had it. Was it called right. Guess Who? And they were monsters, so, not people. Yeah. But all right. Got
so
it.
So it's like, is your guy bald?
Right.
No. See, and then you get rid of all the.
I have that game at home.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but ours was with like purple or green monsters.
Oh.
Not people.
I think I like that better, the monsters.
Yeah, and then you flip it over and you go, oh, you're the octopus. Oh, right. Great.
Yeah. I think I want to trade games with you.
I'm bringing it tomorrow for you.
I always find guessing about the people weird. It's like uncomfortable. Like, hey, does your person have glasses on? It's just awkward.
Really?
I know. It's weird.
Is the game of life awkward for you? What do you mean he's got five kids? He can't afford five kids. Here's Johnny in Greenwich. Johnny, what's going on?
What's up, Craig and Evan? Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
What's up?
Craig, I'm confused on why you want Jimmy Garoppolo on the Giants next year.
Because he's better than Daniel Jones.
Now, Johnny, I'll answer for you because Craig hates the Giants and wants them to suffer. So he figures if we could put that stiff Jimmy Garoppolo on the Giants, that would cause them to go backwards. Is that a fair answer?
No, that is not a fair answer. No. I answered the question. He's better than what you got.
But you said yesterday the reason you want Jimmy Garoppolo is because he wins. But do you think the 49ers win because of Jimmy G, or do you think they win because they have a loaded roster? A great running game with the best O-line in the league.
Ding, ding,
I think
ding,
you can use that argument against ding. Any quarterback that
no,
wins.
No. You can use that argument against...
Frankly, it's beneath you to use
you
it.
You can use that argument, Johnny, against Ryan Tannehill. You can use that argument against Jimmy Garoppolo.
But you use that argument against Eli Manning all the time, Craig. And listen, I'll be fair. I think you can use that argument for Eli Manning in the first Super Bowl.
Oh, at least we're on the same page on that one.
If you say Eli Manning's not a Hall of Famer, I think it's a valid argument. I think there's a valid argument because he was not good enough consistently in the regular season. The teams weren't good enough.
Right.
But the people bash Eli and say he was just riding the bus the whole time. The difference between Eli and Jimmy Garoppolo is Evan brought this up yesterday. Eli made the throw when it counted.
Yes.
Jimmy didn't.
Of course.
Another guy.
Okay. I don't argue that. I don't disagree with it because
but here's the problem. You say Jimmy Garoppolo's a winner when if you look at his performance in those wins and then compare it to the performances Eli Manning had in his wins, you actually can't even compare them because they're incomparable.
Can I just make one more point?
Yeah.
Do you want to go from a Daniel Jones, a guy who has, we don't really question his talent. The issues with him is health and turnovers. Do you want to go from a guy who has injury concerns and turns the ball over to another guy who has injury concerns and turns the ball over?
I'm not an anti-Daniel Jones guy. Everyone will tell you that I'm probably the last guy that does this for a living that turned on Daniel Jones. I've always thought Daniel Jones was a little bit better than average quarterback. And obviously, I'll acknowledge bad offensive line, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not saying that Jimmy Garoppolo is the second coming of Brett Favre either. Or pick your favorite quarterback. I don't know why I said Brett Favre. But I'll tell you this, he's better than what you got.
Well, no, let's get to the point the caller was making that he didn't push you on enough.
He's 22-9 in the two seasons he played
the
whole
season. Don't filibust. Answer the question
up. Go.
Jimmy Garoppolo's a winner, but Eli Manning, he was along for the ride. Further explain that.
Yeah, well, okay. What part of it don't you guys understand?
Who's better, Eli Manning or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, now you lost everybody. Now you lost everybody. Every single
person. Do I take a look at Eli's regular season stats?
No. Let's look at what Jimmy Garoppolo did in his three postseason victories and compare that to what Eli Manning did.
Let me know what the rules are. Are we only using postseason?
Well, you said Jimmy Garoppolo is a postseason winner.
No, I said he's a winner.
So I'm going through his
postseason. I said he's a winner.
First of all, how many years has he been a full-time quarterback in the NFL?
He's only two full years, to be fair. He was 9-6 this year in the 15 games he played, and he was 13-3
in his first year.
Back in 19. He only played three games last year.
I understand that, but you're talking about his success in the postseason, and I'm merely pointing out the obvious, which is he was never asked to do a lot in any of those postseason wins. In that game against Green Bay, not that Jimmy did anything wrong. He didn't. He was along for the ride. He handed the football off to Mostert 33 times. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo is the definition right now of a long for the ride. So what our last caller is pointing out, and I will further, is you're a hypocrite.
Not at all.
To accuse Eli Manning of somebody who's a long for the ride, and then say, well, Jimmy Garoppolo, that's a winner.
He's a winner.
No,
he's not. Let me tell you. All the guy does is win.
No,
I can't. I'm not making it up.
No, no. You're not making up the team's win-loss record, but I'll ask you this.
Okay.
This season with all those wins,
yeah.
How many teams in the NFL threw the ball less than the San Francisco 49ers?
None.
Well, no. The answer is actually two. But still, two.
None.
In the year they won 13 games, how many teams threw the ball less than Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners? And again, the answer's two. The point is, his team has won because the team is loaded. He's the definition of a quarterback that's benefiting from the roster he's on. Eli Manning made plays. Eli Manning was a big part of why those runs occurred. To diminish it says that you weren't watching.
I was watching. I was right there with you watching every single game.
So what was Eli Manning's statistics during the 2011 postseason run?
Well, I thought it probably makes more sense to go back to the first one since that counts too, right?
Yeah.
So in the game they beat Tampa in, he didn't throw for 200 yards. Was
correct.
He long for the ride, or was that all him?
No, and that...
I'm just asking the questions because that would...
Long for the ride.
Okay. So long for the ride.
Yeah.
There we go.
No, all you right. named one freaking game.
But I'm going... That's the first one.
How do you play in Green Bay against the Packers? Did he turn the ball over the way the
he
all-time great Brett Favre did?
Well in that game.
How do you do?
Let's give him some credit
for that
one.
And how
do
you do in the Super Bowl against the unbeatable New England Patriots? He pulled off one of the great escapes we've ever
seen.
Yes,
he did.
And made one of the great throws we'll ever see.
I don't
know
you any of that.
And then a few plays later, executed a monster play to Plexico Burress.
Well, I mean, if we want to just limit it down to a single game out of eight, I mean, feel free to make the argument so you win. I don't know if that's where you guys
want to
go. What are
you talking about? I'm talking about...
I can't argue against.
Well,
that.
How many games did Jimmy Garoppolo have in his postseason run?
Like, I'm just wondering out of curiosity.
In which he threw for more yards than Eli Manning in, like, any of his postseason games.
When the Giants beat the Cowboys in that second playoff game,
mm-hmm.
he threw for 200 yards.
Yeah.
Was he along for the ride in that one?
No.
Oh, he won
how
that
many
game?
How many times has Jimmy Garoppolo thrown for 200 yards in a postseason win?
I'm going to assume he hasn't yet.
Unless
he just did.
No. The answer...
Against Dallas. He probably did.
I think you
think
like a $1.40. No.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
A $1.40?
I think so.
Terrible.
And he also almost gave the game away. And if it wasn't for one of the worst coach games in the history of the NFL by Mike McCarthy and that crew.
Well, and penalties. Yeah.
They would have. Well, that's a part of it. They would have thrown that game away. Like Jimmy Garoppolo, and I don't mean to like bash
him
completely.
You guys hate Jimmy G.
No. It's not that we hate him. It's that you suggesting he's the answer is a really bad idea.
Now, the only reason I'm anti-Jimmy G for the Giants is the money associated with him. It's like $25 million or whatever it is.
Yep.
So I will acknowledge he is not a $25 million a year quarterback.
Well, he's a winner.
But he's better than what you got, and all the guy does is win. And the Giants have not done a lot of winning.
If Daniel Jones was the quarterback of the Niners,
they're
what would have
happened
this
year?
And he played games, which is obviously a big caveat.
I'll throw injuries out with you. That's fair.
Yeah.
They're not in the playoffs.
No, they're in the same place.
No, they're not. They would not have beaten the Dallas Cowboys.
They're in the same place.
He would have thrown three pick sixes and fumbled on the 20.
Look, Daniel Jones and Jimmy Garoppolo, to me, are probably in the best case scenario in the same bucket. And you know what that is? A non-franchise quarterback who in a perfect situation can be successful. I hate to say it. There's a lot of quarterbacks like that. Sometimes you can even get to a Super Bowl. Rex Grossman got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill may well get to a Super Bowl. But much like Jimmy Garoppolo, when you look at what they ask Ryan Tannehill to do in those postseason wins, what do you come up with? He doesn't do much. He hands the football off to Derrick Henry, and he goes for 200 yards.
I'm just going to put out a for instance.
Yes.
So in a playoff game,
mm-hmm.
if I give you a random quarterback with no name, and in that playoff game, that quarterback was 12 for 18 for 163 yards, would you say that guy carried the team to victory or got carried?
You can't say that because you need to
question.
You can't do that in the NFL.
I'm asking simple question.
You got to look at specific moments. The reason we know Jimmy Garoppolo
We're not going to use the stats.
No.
Which one is it?
I'm using both.
Because I just gave Eli Manning stats, and you can't say that he carried them to victory.
In which game?
The Dallas Cowboy game.
Yeah. He made big plays in that game. You're dead wrong. Jimmy Garoppolo
big
has not.
Plays.
He's come up small in big
he
spots.
He completed 12 passes.
It doesn't
for
matter.
The entire game.
You have to look at the context of how a game is played. Did you remember watching that game?
You're damn right, because I had to walk across the freaking Brooklyn Bridge because Brandon Jacobs had that late
touchdown.
That's
what this is all about now.
Yeah.
This is all about
Cowboys up 17-14. And here come the Giants.
And you ripped Dak Prescott yesterday for, hey, the great quarterback leads that game-winning comeback drive. What did Eli Manning do? Multiple times in the postseason. What did he do in overtime against the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship game after the guy everyone gets on their hands and knees and prays to the altar of threw one of the most brutal interceptions to Corey Webster you'll ever see? What did Eli Manning do? He led them to a game-winning drive. It was 0 degrees outside, and you know what?
Which game
he was
Green
better
Bay
than
game?
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre was terrible.
He was better than
Plaxico Burress was the best player on the field that day, as I recall. You have to give him that.
Listen,
Plaxico was the best player in the league at that
Plaxico
game.
Plaxico was fantastic.
He was fantastic.
The point is, Eli Manning can't be a loser in your mind, and Jimmy
Garoppolo
a winner.
I never said
you
that.
You can't say Eli Manning was along for the ride, but Jimmy,
but he was.
Jimmy's a winner.
Yeah, but
those statements don't work.
Well, then we have to agree that they were both along for the ride.
No.
Highly of Eli Manning,
here's the
I'm
difference.
Surprised you don't feel highly about Jimmy G.
I'll tell you the difference.
He completed 12 passes
in a
playoff game.
Here's the difference.
And you guys are guffawing over
Here's the difference.
Yes.
Jimmy Garoppolo missed an open receiver in the Super Bowl that would have won a championship. Has Eli Manning done that?
No, to the contrary.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, to be fair.
Okay.
Super glued the ball to his
head. It was
head.
An incredible throw after an incredible escape.
Tyree made that play.
And then Eli made the escape. And you can't dismiss that. And then three plays later, made the throw to Plaxico Burress. Like, the difference between Eli Manning and Jimmy Garoppolo can be defined by those.
You could have made the throw to Burress.
Doesn't matter.
He was wide open.
Well, guess what? So was Brandon Ayuk on Sunday, bro.
He missed him.
Yes!
Threw right over his head.
Yes!
And that play alone shows you why Tavon Diggs is not winning any Defensive Player of the Year awards. And that's why they throw the ball at him so much.
Here's the thing about Diggs. He's an all-or-nothing player.
And
you've seen that this season.
Yeah.
You've seen that all-or-nothing. And the Cowboys, in a way, was like an all-or-nothing defense in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they did lead the league in takeaways.
They will force those big turnovers.
No doubt.
But they'll also give up monster plays.
No doubt about
it. Where's Jimmy Garoppolo next year?
I think that's still going to be dependent on how they finish this year.
No, he's not going to be.
If they beat Green Bay and Jimmy's part of the reason— They're still giving up on him?
But you know, yes, and I'll tell you why.
Wow, that's crazy time.
Fair enough, by the way. It's not even arguing should they or should they not. They will, because they gave up so much for Trey Lance.
Well, then trade him. There's enough teams that don't want Trey Lance.
I know that's a terrible answer, right? By the way, but that's the reason. So Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be moved on from this year. Where does he end up? I mean.
The Giants.
He's not going to.
I mean, it makes the most sense, doesn't it?
In all seriousness. If you acquire Jimmy Garoppolo, you're doing it as a bridge. He is a part of that pool of bridge quarterbacks.
They wouldn't bring him in for $25 million as a bridge.
Well, it's only 1 year left on the deal. So you're going to restructure it and give him a multi-year deal? No. But the talent of a Jimmy Garoppolo as a bridge quarterback, he's not your long-term answer. He's not. He's not your franchise quarterback. The Niners thought he was when they gave him all that money, but he's not. They know it, and they've had great team success, and they know the answer. Why else did the Niners trade up for a quarterback last year? Why? Why?
No, I'm just looking at the stats from the Green Bay game that you guys were waxing poetically about.
Because it's
Eli
not,
threw zero touchdown passes.
It's a combination of the two things. It's stats and your eye test. Jimmy Garoppolo's not asked to do a lot, but then we've seen when he has been asked to make a play, one play, as in the Super Bowl against Kansas City, as in the open pass to Brandon Ayuk up 23-7, he doesn't make the play.
I'm just looking at the numbers.
It's a combination of both.
Looking at
the
numbers.
You can do both. You can look at stats.
Yep.
And you can watch the individual performance.
Just looking at numbers.
Okay. Give me more numbers for the 2011 postseason run.
I'm going to get to that right now. To
go
be
ahead.
Fair, I did the first one first.
Yep.
That's a fair thing to do, is it not?
Yeah.
All right, now I got to let my thing refresh.
How do you do?
I got to get to
no,
it.
No, I can't wait to hear this because you have
get
no
to
answer to this.
I'll have an answer once I look at it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, let's acknowledge in the first run, he was along for the ride.
No.
Now you want me to do which one? The second one?
Yeah, 2011. Go ahead.
All right.
How do you do?
I'm happy to be your Huckleberry.
Go through each game. Let's start with Atlanta, 24-2. How'd that go?
Hang on a second. Let's all relax here.
The one
a lot's
game.
Been said here today. A lot's been said.
No, I got to stand up for real.
All right. People have had their feelings ruffled a bit here. Let's just take a little breaky break. Let's go over it.
Okay, go
before
ahead.
Before we just throw crazy things out there. Yeah, 24-2.
Yep.
I mean, the defense carried
how many yards did Eli throw for?
Yeah, it's not fair.
How many yards?
They gave up 2 points.
The defense was great.
Okay, so let's go to the next game.
No, no, no. How many yards did he throw for?
I mean, they gave up 2 points.
Give me his completion percentage. Give me yard. Give me all those numbers you love to look at.
I'll do it for you. I got it.
He completed.
I don't want you to because I don't trust your numbers.
I'm looking at him.
I don't believe that you are.
72% of his passes, 277 yards.
He had a good game.
Three touchdowns. All right, let's go to the next week. The Green Bay Packers.
But to be fair, they gave up 2 points.
Okay. The next week, they're in Lambeau against the Packers. Do you recall what the Packers' regular season record was that year? I'll help you if you don't remember.
I mean, who doesn't, Evan?
Go ahead.
Who does remember
the
fabulous Green Bay Packers?
They were 15-1. 15-1. They were unbeatable.
Yeah.
And that season, the Green Bay Packers were the defending, reigning, undisputed Super Bowl champions.
Was that the Hail Mary game?
The Hail Mary game?
Yes, right?
Yeah. Oh, the Hail Mary at the half.
Yeah. And then it happened to them like 6 years later.
Yeah, that was the, was it Akeem Nicks? Am I right on that?
Yes.
I could be wrong.
How many yards did Eli
right.
throw for in that game in Green Bay?
Well, are we counting the Hail Mary? I guess we have to.
No, we're going to just ignore that. How many yards did he throw for?
330.
How many touchdowns did he throw?
Well, listen, at this point, he was a seasoned veteran. He finally showed up.
Okay, how many touchdowns did he throw? The
answer is
3. All right, let's move on. NFC Championship game against an elite-level defense. I mean, the Niners in 11 were freaking awesome. Unbelievable. How'd he do in
that
game,
Greg? That was the Ahmad Bradshaw fumble game, wasn't it?
In which
game? That wasn't called a fumble? If I'm not mistaken.
What are you trying to do?
Wasn't that the game where, I'm pretty sure I have that down. That was the game where literally they limped off the field because it was like a body bag game.
How did
Ahmad Bradshaw fumbled on like his own 15 and they didn't call it? You remember that?
Yes. How did Eli Manning do in that game?
You forget that.
How did Eli Manning do in that game?
See, my memory comes back sometimes, Evan.
How did Eli Manning do in that
game? I know they only
game?
Scored 7 points in the second half, so probably not that good.
Freaking God.
Probably not that good.
How did he do in that game against the best defense, arguably, in the NFL?
Now, he threw for 58 attempts, 316 yards, no picks, 2 touchdowns.
He got beat up. He was sacked a million times in that game.
6 times, yeah.
Did he win the game?
Well, yes, in overtime.
Does he lose points for that?
Do you remember which player the famous picture of on the cover of the paper was the next day? Being like, oh my God, I can't believe we won. Yeah. Remember who it was?
No, who was it?
Do you remember who it was?
It's either Cruz or Steve Weatherford.
Steve Weatherford.
Yeah. Was it Steve Weatherford?
Yeah, Stevie Weatherford. He was along for the ride.
Right.
He's a good punter.
Oh, Stevie's great. He was great. Love Steve. Here is Zach and Wayne. Zach, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's
Love
up?
The show.
Yeah.
Before I jump into it, Evan, I heard you gave me a little shout-out earlier today, the guy who was yelling at John Mara for football people not family.
And before you go beyond that, let me just say one thing, and then you say whatever you want. We have learned something here, and I think we can all agree on one part of this conversation. The first Super Bowl, along for the ride, like you called an Uber. The second Super Bowl run, give Eli a lot of credit.
The second run was definitely more impressive, but you cannot ignore what he did in winning at Lambeau on the road in overtime and coming back against Dallas, engineering a game-winning drive, and obviously what he did against the undefeated Patriots. So, no, I do not agree with that statement.
So we're not in agreement?
We are not.
Felt like we were in agreement.
We were never in agreement.
Huh. All right, good, Zach.
Definitely not in agreement, but Craig, need to talk a little sentence to you here.
Yeah.
So putting Eli and Jimmy Garoppolo in the same sentence is just asinine. We need to talk about 2011 Eli for a second. Evan just laid it out for you a bit.
Yeah.
Everybody forgets. The defense came around in the playoffs. Eli carried the 32nd ranked running game and the 30th ranked defense to the playoffs that year. He threw for almost 5,000 yards with a 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. And Evan, thank you for bringing up the NFC title game because that's still the best quarterback game I've ever seen. 58 dropbacks, no turnovers. The guy got beat to hell.
Beat up.
Pulling grass out of his helmet the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just an absolute gamer. That was still one of the best individual performances I've seen. We're talking about a 2-time Super Bowl MVP, Hall of Famer, putting him in the same category as Jimmy Garoppolo. It can't happen.
You should apologize, actually.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't played as long as him yet.
Oh,
so he's got plenty of time to get to where you want to be.
If you're being honest, do you think Jimmy Garoppolo could survive the ass-beating that Eli Manning took against the Niners in the 11 NFC Championship game? 11 season.
I mean,
yes,
I would,
12.
It's easy to say no, but I don't know.
Evidence tells me no.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Evidence tells me
Zach,
there's no way he survives.
Let me ask you a question, Zach. When it's all said and done, let's say that Jimmy Garoppolo is fortunate enough to have played in, I don't know, a couple hundred games, right?
Right.
If he did that and he was a 500 quarterback, then you'd agree, I would have to agree that you're right. He was an average quarterback because he was a 500 quarterback. Is that fair to say?
It's not fair to say because this is apples to oranges. If you put Eli on that San Francisco team currently with the roster that Jimmy Garoppolo is currently playing with, he's winning 11, 12, 13 games.
No, Zach, I'll make it one better. Okay. If Eli Manning's the quarterback of the Niners, they win the Super Bowl 2 years ago because unlike Jimmy Garoppolo, no Eli makes that play. His track record tells you he does. He doesn't overthrow his open receiver the way Jimmy's done numerous times in big spots in the postseason.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not taking away the big moments for Eli.
Yes, you are.
He's got a couple big moments. There's no doubt about that. He just lacks in everything else.
So, wait, okay. Hold on a second. Because now I got to call you out on something else. Yeah. So, your issue with Eli is he's a 500 quarterback?
Well, I mean, you have to discuss that.
What's Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford's amazing.
What's Matthew Stafford's career NFL record? Since you care about that much.
He was on very bad teams.
Oh! And the Giants weren't bad at the end. That led him to finishing under 500. What was Eli Manning's record after, let's say, the 2011 season? And then what happened at the end of his career on a bad Giant team where they let him down?
2011. That's right, because it's never Eli's fault. I forgot that he walked. It could never be his fault.
Well, you just said it wasn't Matthew Stafford's fault.
No, I just said he was on a bad team.
Oh, well, that's what Eli Manning was on.
A really bad team.
And what were the New York Giants pick the year?
Okay, let's go 2012. They were 9-7.
I said after 2012. No, I said after.
Okay.
Yes, 7-9, 6-10, 6-10. They had one big year.
Let me just say something to that, and then we got to take a break.
3-12.
What'd you say, 2013 was the first year you want to look at? So they were 7-9 that year.
Yeah.
Who led the league in interceptions?
Eli Manning.
Wasn't his fault, though.
Can't blame him. How'd he do the next two years?
We're focusing on 1 year at a time.
Okay, good.
So let's
just
focus.
Led the league in picks. He was terrible.
Let's just focus on that year. Let that breathe for a second.
He was terrible.
Hold on. Shh. Let it breathe.
No, because you're not going to get to the following years. That's why I have to
push you on it. For a minute.
You're going to ignore it.
Let's allow that to breathe just for a minute.
Yes.
You said it, I didn't. He was terrible.
He was terrible that year.
He led the league in interceptions.
Yes, he was terrible.
How many times has Matthew Stafford done that?
Irrelevant.
Never.
So,
How many times has Garoppolo done that? Better than Eli Manning. Never.
Yeah, because Jimmy Garoppolo throws the 29th most passes in the NFL amongst quarterbacks.
That I can't argue.
Well, where's Eli's stats in 2014?
I'm letting 13 breathe.
Now
it's
go
like
to
a 14. Fine wine.
We've already let it breathe. What about 14?
I got to take a break.
Zach,
good job.
No, I'll do it for you. Okay. So Eli Manning threw 30 touchdown passes to 14 picks in 2014.
They were 6-10.
Yeah. Oh, what? Now you're going back to record?
Well, they were 6-10.
But wasn't Eli's fault?
Oh,
how about the
fall? Never Eli's
How about
fault.
2015 when he was a Pro Bowler? How'd he do that year?
They were 6-10.
Under Ben McAdoo,
because
he was the
season.
Offensive coordinator that year.
Which year?
Eli, 2015.
Yeah, they were 6-10.
But by the way, that's a part of why Ben McAdoo got the coaching job.
I agree.
Eli Manning threw 35 touchdown passes, a career high, to 14 picks.
Never his fault, though.
So his record, if you want to go after 117 and 117, which is fine, I get it, because to your point, there's only two quarterbacks in the Pro Football Hall of Fame with records under 500, two.
Joe Namath.
Joe Namath is one.
And Archie Manning.
No. Sonny Gerge.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know
that. Okay.
Yes. That's number two. So
is Archie Manning in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Then that's why.
Well, that's why it was an easy no.
Right, so he'll be, that's interesting.
Bro, do you even know what Archie Manning's career record was?
I do not.
If I told you he started 139 games, what would your guess be?
If I take a wild guess?
Yeah.
139 games?
Yeah.
I would say he is 139 games. 50-89.
Archie Manning's career record in the NFL is 35-101 with three ties.
Wow. That's why he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he also wasn't a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Woo!
I mean, it ain't that complicated.
Wow, that sucks. That's a lot of losing for one dude.
Look, Eli Manning's 500 record was because of what happened from 13 on. And some of that is on Eli, to your point, and a lot of it's on the Giants.
Do you think there was any part of him in his last year here where he was aware of what his career one-loss record was, and he was like, you got to get me in there for one more W?
He did.
Did he?
So what happened was Daniel Jones got hurt his rookie season after he took over.
So I wasn't here for that. Okay.
No,
and
that's fine.
He go and say, I got to get one more W as a starter.
No, no.
Because I don't want to finish my career under 500.
So
that'd
he
be awesome.
He had a record at 500. Right after his first two starts of the year. So his first two starts of the year got him to 500. Then they pulled him.
You're talking
Daniel
19?
Jones. I'm talking about his last year in the NFL, 2019.
Okay, because he was 1-3 that year.
I know. I'm
okay,
explaining
got
it to you.
Got it.
He lost his first two games
to get him to
500.
You said he split. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, my apologies.
Go ahead.
So if I said that. So Eli Manning is now benched. Daniel Jones is the quarterback.
Right.
Daniel Jones gets hurt. He starts in Philadelphia against the Eagles and loses. Now, the next week, there were rumors Daniel Jones is ready, but it's at home, a chance to get to 500, but a farewell. And Eli started the game and played.
He went into that game 116 and 117.
Yes.
And Danny Jones is ready to come back.
We assume
they
that.
Had already screwed Eli on the record,
right?
On the consecutive game started record, right?
Right.
So the give back was, we're going to let you start. Try to get you a W so you retire at a 500 quarterback.
Well, and also, the other thing to point out is his farewell to Giant fans. Like,
yeah,
he got his
that.
Day. Like, in essence, it was Eli Manning Day. It's at home.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
against the Dolphins.
It's the right thing to do.
So it was more about that, I think, than even the record. Look, maybe it matters to Eli. I'm not sure.
How could it not? Right?
But
even though you got the Super Bowls, you know you're going to the Hall of Fame, all that good stuff. And I'm not disputing any of that. It's all going to happen. It should happen. We're great. But you don't end your career under 500.
And also, think about this.
Because that sucks.
In fairness.
It's like, we all think Mickey Mantle, we never saw him play, but he ended his career under 300.
Right.
That had to have bothered
him. Right. And think about this with Eli Manning, with all you talk about with the record. He finished his career 8-25 before those last two games. Right? So he... If he finishes at 500, he was 17 games above 500 until he got to his age 36 season, and things got so bad in year two of Ben McAdoo. You see what I'm saying?
Got to take a quick break. We'll continue on. 877-337-6666. I teased something about the Yankees and Mets a while ago, and I apologize. I'll tell you what it is. It's fascinating to me, but it does mean the Yankees are getting Correa. So from that standpoint, it's pretty cool.
Simple.
And that's coming up next as well. Hang on.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
By the way, and I apologize for not realizing this.
Santi Samuel.
To answer your question earlier, yeah. And I did not realize this, Matthew Stafford led the league in interceptions this season.
Never happened.
Not this season he did.
Yeah, well, he's in the second round of the playoffs. Here is
Brian. Call me when he wins the Super Bowl. Let me know.
Brian's in New Haven. Brian, let me do Brian, then I'll tell you this Yankee Met thing real quick. Brian, what do you got, buddy?
Nothing. I heard you guys were looking to talk to me or something about that dinosaur conversation earlier.
Nope. Not us.
I got a call that you guys were never mind. Maybe I'm a little confused.
We weren't on the lookout for you, but we were talking about the dinosaurs and all that stuff, yes.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I don't know. Do you have any questions or no?
Well, I was explaining to the guys how, the cavemen killed the dinosaurs, and you have no worry about an asteroid hitting the Earth because the one that just passed us by a million miles away, we've known about for 25 years. So if there's one that's ever going to come close to hitting us, we'll have 25 years to get ready for it. Therefore, nothing to worry about.
Not that simple, but you can think that.
For example, Elon Musk goes into outer space with a couple flamethrowers and just, blows the thing into smithereens. We're good.
No, you don't want to do that, actually.
No, you want to push it, right? Because if you blow it into smithereens, wouldn't the particles of it come back and into our atmosphere and kill us a different
you guys,
way?
Clearly, I don't know what you do for a living, Brian, but you guys know nothing about intergalactic cellular igneous rock formations. But feel free.
It sounds counterintuitive because you would think, if you bust something up into a bunch of smaller pieces, then you're better off, right?
Yeah.
But it's not that simple because if you have a bunch of somewhat smaller pieces, you're just going to have a lot of hits all around the Earth, and all you need is a bunch of fires to go up and stuff like that, and you got yourself a problem. To Evan's point, you want to push it or nudge it. Usually you can use park something near it in outer space that has enough mass, and all you need to do is tug it a little
bit. Brian, if we find out tomorrow there's an asteroid that's going to hit Earth and we have 10 years, okay?
Would
we have enough time to create the technology to give that asteroid the nudge it needs, the gentle push,
of course,
to save all of us?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a better answer, actually. We already have the technology for that. If we have 10 years to deal with it, we have a lot of options on the
table. Here's what you do. It's so obvious, and I don't want to be a bad guy about this, but you did see Superman 2, did you not?
I did not. I'm not much of a movie guy.
Oh, you're not a movie? Well, go watch Superman 2, and I think you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about.
What is that?
And we're all good. No worries.
We're all fine.
We're all good.
Just send up Superman to push the asteroid away? Is that what you're suggesting?
That's all.
That's it? Yeah.
Well, he does take that nuclear warhead and explodes it in the in the galaxy, and that frees the three bad guys who were banished for life into the mirror, also into the galaxy, and then they wind up coming to Earth, and the whole thing blows up.
Zod comes back.
Zod. Kneel before Zod.
Gotcha.
Son of Ur-El. He goes, you're not son of Ur-El. You're not a leader. No leader would kneel because I told him to, and then mayhem happens. And then the mute gets in trouble with everyone. Yeah.
I knew it was a matter of time.
The short-haired lesbian goes crazy. The whole thing goes haywire.
I knew it would happen eventually. A teacher would call in and try to fix your issues.
This guy claims he's a teacher. Doesn't mean he knows anything. It just means he passed the test.
Well, just because you say something into a microphone on the radio,
also very
mean
true.
You know anything.
And until they find someone else to do them, I'm just going to keep on shoveling.
I liked how he thought we were looking for him.
Yeah.
Someone called me. Apparently, you guys have.
I understand. You guys were looking for me. That means one of his buddies called him and goes, they're looking for you. The guys on the radio are looking for you. They need an earth science teacher in middle school to tell them that the human beings killed all the dinosaurs. Here's Mike in East Brunswick. Mike, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up?
I'm on.
Hey.
I can't believe I got on the phone.
Imagine how excited we are.
Ev, I'm your age. I gotta fight back on the Jimmy G hate, man. You're why are you being so hard on the guy?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't like good looking guys.
No, I want to make something clear. I don't hate him. I just don't think he's that good.
And obviously your team agrees because that's why you moved heaven and earth to trade up and draft a quarterback to replace him.
Absolutely. After this year, Jimmy's gone. We know
now
that.
Now, why did they do that?
I'm going to miss him. I don't know. I'm not saying he's the answer. I'm not saying he's the next best thing. But
that's
all
why.
All I was to say was week 18, we were down 17-0, and yes. He brought us all
played,
the way back.
Listen, he played great. And I mentioned that to Craig. It's funny. Like a week ago, I was actually saying positive things about Jimmy Garoppolo. I think where what you think is hate has come from is that I don't want him if I'm the Giants. And that's really where it came from because he's not a franchise quarterback. I think we all agree on that. The Niners agree on that. That's why they went out and moved heaven and earth to trade up and draft a quarterback. He's not. What Jimmy Garoppolo is, it's what Ryan Tannehill is. And Ryan Tannehill may end up in the Super Bowl, Craig. They are quarterbacks that can succeed in a perfect situation. I think Daniel Jones is that too. Like anyone who's ever called us up or Big Mac up and said, give him a better offensive line. Give him better receivers. Give him this. Give him that. Yeah, I agree. I think in a great situation, Daniel Jones can win. But guess what, Craig? That's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for somebody who works in a great situation. I'm not looking for Rex Grossman. I'm looking for Patrick Mahomes. And that's why every few years, the New York Jets draft a quarterback. Why? They're not looking for Chad Pennington, no offense. They're not. You're not. You're looking for the answer. And Jimmy Garoppolo and Daniel Jones is not the answer. Spot the lie.
Well, I mean, at this point of their careers, they're not. But Jimmy Garoppolo might be on his way to a second
Super Bowl.
How
old is Jimmy Garoppolo?
Is he 28? Am I 29? How old is he?
Jimmy Garoppolo is 30 years old.
30, so it's
okay.
Off by a year.
Okay, he's 30 years old.
Yeah.
Aren't we past the he may get there at some point? He's been in the league for 8 years.
I mean, how many more Super Bowls does he have to get to before you like him?
Rex Grossman's been to the same amount.
No, I said how many more?
I'm just telling you.
Right.
Rex Grossman's been to the same amount. That can't just be the end-all, be-all.
Well, it's pretty good compared to a team that has not gotten to a Super Bowl.
Jimmy Garoppolo's not getting the Giants to the Super Bowl. He's in the Super Bowl because the team around him is so good. And like I've said, there are examples. Jake Delhomme went to a Super Bowl. Was Jake Delhomme that good in your mind?
Jake Delhomme was a better-than-average quarterback. Not great. Better than average. Had a couple runs, though.
I'll go with just average. How about Jared Goff?
Jared Goff.
Yeah.
System quarterback.
How about Colin Kaepernick?
Don't get me started.
No, it's not a political issue. It's the quarterback who got to the Super Bowl, everybody. Calm down.
Good. Average.
Okay.
Not great.
So do you see what I'm talking about? Has that made sense yet?
You just listed off a bunch of quarterbacks.
Yeah, average quarterbacks that went to the Super Bowl and lost. It happens. You know who else was an average quarterback, but yet better than Jimmy
Garoppolo? Exactly.
Matt Hasselbeck.
Yes.
Matt Hasselbeck went to a Super Bowl.
We're going
to
win the toss and win the game.
Yes.
By the way, all the videos now and all the still photos have come out of Malik McDowell. I'm not the only one that got texted him. Now they're in the newspaper.
Really?
Of course, there's nothing exclusive about it since I have it too. But it's funny. They pixelate the penis.
Well, they have to, don't they?
I don't know. Not while reporting news, you don't have to.
Don't they have to?
So they got him. They got him laying on the side of the road here. But they pixelated the penis.
Yeah, I don't
know. So
think
now we have no idea.
That.
I was kind of eager to see it.
Well, how come your friend didn't send you the other picture?
I got the same pictures that are in the New York Post right now.
Yeah, but the picture that was sent to you is just from the back, so you don't see anything pixelated because you don't have to.
Yeah. That's
you
true.
See what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah. And then he's smiling sitting in the stretcher. I guess they took him in for evaluation.
Yeah, a guy needs help, clearly. Yeah,
clearly needs some help.
The NBA referees Twitter account has just released a tweet bashing Dak Prescott.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, because he said, because of the comment about, no, Jack, they weren't throwing stuff at the players.
Right.
They were throwing debris at the referees.
Yes.
And he said something like, yo, well done then, or
right.
whatever.
The NBA
or
referees,
he says, I compliment them, right.
The NBA referees' Twitter account has said, the NBA RA, the NBA Referees Association, condemns the comments by Dak Prescott condoning violence against game officials. As an NFL leader, he should know better. We encourage the NFL to take action to discourage this deplorable behavior in the future.
Well, he's going to be fined for it. I'm surprised he hasn't been fined already, to be honest.
That seems
that's
a little...
That's a $50,000 fine.
No, and he should be fined and it was a dumb comment. Isn't that a little over the top?
Yes. Yes.
The deplorable behavior.
Yeah.
I cut Dak a little bit of slack only because he was pissed after the loss.
Lionel thinks that you look angry a lot. He's worried about you.
Angry?
He's like, dude, Evan contradicts every single thing you say.
Well, that's your fault.
I'm still going to listen and watch, but he looks angry a lot.
Listen, you can't blame
Lionel,
me.
Lionel, I'm with you. He does look angry a lot.
You can't blame me for disagreeing with some of the stuff that guy says.
And then Mets for Life wants to know, do you wear batting gloves in a tanning bed? Apparently, the way the light hits down on you on TV, your right hand looks uber white. And your arm looks like it's got a freckly glow.
Yeah, very, very,
so
very
people
pasty.
Are upset about that.
I'm very pasty.
I don't believe Evan, you don't go to a tanning bed, do you?
No.
Yeah, I'll stick up for my partner on that
I'm
one.
I'm a very, very pasty individual. You should see my ass. I mean, it is.
Let me see.
All right.
Good, show it to me.
For the show.
Yeah, just for the show, pull your pants down. Now you're on TV. I don't think SNY is going to like that. They'll dump
I would
us.
Actually, I would actually do it.
You
really
pull your
care
pants down
that.
Right now?
To show my ass?
Yeah,
I don't care about that.
Go ahead.
I don't think I can because of TV.
Oh, it's cable. It's not real TV.
They'll dump it.
Do you think SNY would dump it if Evan pulled his pants down?
They would go to break.
Or I'm sure somehow I'd get blamed for
it. You would because you're encouraged.
Because you're an instigator.
Like I hypnotized them into doing it.
Look,
I didn't want to do it.
Think about this. I'm getting blamed for disagreeing with you when you said dumb things today.
I don't know what I said.
So it goes both ways, bro.
It's an age-old, there's always these age-old arguments that'll never get resolved.
Yeah.
And there's no necessary right or wrong. It's just you have a belief, the other guy's got a belief, and you go to your grave, right? So one of the Eli Manning argument is one of those arguments.
No, Craig, I agree with you about that, but here's where you lost everybody. Or most people, I shouldn't say everybody. When you had the guts, the balls, as some may say, to suggest on the radio Jimmy Garoppolo's better. Like, if your argument, because I've heard it, I think me and Tierney have had it in the past, where he doesn't think Eli's a Hall of Famer. Now, maybe his views changed.
Now, let me just say about that.
Yeah.
Is he going into the Hall of Fame? Yes, he is.
No. Is a Hall of Famer. We get that.
He's going in.
So, I understand the debate. I get the Eli Manning debate, and I completely agree when you say, hey, that's one of those age-old debates. You're right. But it's not right when you bring up the name Jimmy Garoppolo and say he's better.
Well,
that's where you lose.
We'll see what happens when his career's over, if he has a winning record or not, and we'll go from there.
Where's Jimmy going to be next year?
That's a very good question.
I hope he's on the Giants. I actually do now.
Let me ask
you
this.
I don't wish that on my Giants.
I'm going to give Giant fans an option of two quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And the way this game works is you have no choice. You must pick one.
Same contract. Like, renegotiated, making
forget
the same money.
Forget about the money for the cap.
No, I want to make your game better, so I'm just making sure.
My game doesn't need help.
No, but you don't need
my game's good.
Money's
aside. I don't care about the money part of it.
See?
As if it's a free cap world.
That's why I brought that up.
Okay?
1 year. Is it 1 year?
I'm just giving you a quarterback for next year.
I think I know what All the right? question's going to be.
I'm giving you two names.
All right, go ahead.
I'll be fair. I'll give you three names.
Give me the names. I'll give you an honest answer.
Okay? Now, you only speak for yourself.
Of course.
Okay.
When do I speak for anyone else?
I just want to make sure that's clear.
I don't speak for anybody.
And Big Mac, since you're a Giant fan, if you would like to also, you can even rank them for all I care. I'm going to give you three guys who are your starting quarterback next year. And you could go in order of who you want. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Maybe you want to write it down instead?
I already know who you're going to say. I feel it. Like, I know you so well now. I know for a fact that you are going to... Can I say it?
No, write it down.
All right.
Your pen's in front of you on the other side of your thingy.
Where?
Right there.
All right.
Good.
You're going to say...
Hold it like a caveman.
Hold it like a caveman.
Yeah, go ahead. Hold it like a caveman. There you go. Okay. Write down.
Okay.
Write down the first guy.
All right.
He just wrote down the second guy.
I wrote down two names. I'm not sure of the third. There were two I'm very confident you're going to say because I know you so well.
Okay. Guy number one is Daniel Jones.
I didn't write him down.
I'm going to give you the opportunity. You want to bring Daniel Jones back? He's under contract anyway. Bang, Daniel Jones is your quarterback. Guy number two is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo wrote that down.
Okay.
Jimmy G, see?
See it. Yep, he wrote down Jimmy G.
Very clever. He's only been the main topic of discussion the last 20 minutes.
No, but the third one's a lock, too. Okay.
The third one is Marcus Mariota.
Oh, I got that wrong. I thought you were going to say Baker Mayfield.
Now, you can only pick one. Who's your starting quarterback next year? Jimmy Garoppolo, Marcus Mariota, Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Big Mac, you're the Giant fan. Who's your quarterback?
Daniel Jones.
Wow.
Yeah. Because we still there's still that hope that maybe he's better than we think.
Okay.
I know what Jimmy is. I know what Mariota is. Even though I'm pretty sure I know what Daniel Jones is, I want to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of me that says, all right, I got a new coach. I got Jim Harbaugh who fixed Alex Smith. Let me see if this is the coach that turns Daniel Jones into the guy I thought he was during his rookie season.
Interesting. That is, I didn't, now, if I added Baker Mayfield to it, which I didn't,
I think I
would you have picked Baker?
I think I would have done the same thing with Baker, with I'm saying with Daniel, except more so, where Baker's still
you
young
say
enough.
Yes to Baker.
I think I would have said Baker.
God, even though how about you, Big Mac? If I added Baker Mayfield to the list and made it four, would you still pick Daniel Jones?
Just arbitrarily playing for one season with one quarterback, best chance to win, yes, Baker Mayfield.
Interesting.
Yeah, Baker would have changed it because the difference
is... I remember like a week ago I brought Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I don't want him on the
you
Giants.
You guys poo-pooed me.
I don't want him on the Giants.
Because in this
you're
game...
You're giving me a hypothetical of I must pick someone to start a year
with. You could have said Daniel Jones.
No.
But
no,
you're picking Baker Mayfield over
because,
Daniel Jones.
Because when you brought up Baker Mayfield a week or two ago, you suggested trading a first-round pick, which is asinine, and the contract status that he has. The reason we asked specifically before this game started so it worked for you is... Money aside, giving up assets
just
aside.
Pure quarterback play.
Okay, so if you're eliminating all that, Baker Mayfield. But if you're saying and you ask, because that's how you brought it up, would you give up a first for Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
The answer remains hell no.
Well, you guys have some weird love affair with average regular season quarterbacks.
No,
I don't know what the hell it is.
You do.
I don't know what it is.
You cited Jimmy Garoppolo's regular season record.
Yeah, it's only 75% winning percentage. Yeah, but we don't want that guy. Can't have a guy like that quarterback in this squad because the guy we got so damn good.
It's not as simple as that. Win-loss record is not an exact science.
We have an announcement about rockets being launched. Greg is in Connecticut, and good news, the asteroid did not hit us. Great.
So, guys, I got to tell you, Evan, I'm surprised you didn't know. We actually launched a rocket today, SpaceX, to go up and test hit an asteroid. The asteroid travels at 6 miles a second.
Wow.
This technology already exists.
Nice.
I didn't know.
That's Elon Musk.
I know about the telescope that was launched a while ago that finally is in its place.
Ooh, that's
and the telescope
badass,
that's seeing
too.
Exoplanets and whatnot.
Yeah.
What's it called again? The James Morgan telescope or something?
The James Corden telescope.
What, the James Corden?
I think so.
What's that telescope called?
It's kind of like
James Webb. My apologies. I mixed up two backup quarterbacks drafted by the Giants and Jets.
It's called the Davis Webb telescope.
Davis Webb and James Morgan. That's how it comes together. I thought of James Morgan.
That is a badass telescope, by the way.
Oh, it's awesome.
Do you know it has? See you later, SNY. Thank you, Grubhub. You know it's got this badass technology that prevents it from melting?
Yeah.
Because it's so close to the sun, actually, in reality.
Did you see how they had to auction off, essentially, who gets to use the telescope when, what they're using it for?
Isn't it ours?
Well, no. Like, what type of research are we going to do? Because there's so many things you could do with this awesome telescope. Like, how much time are we spending looking for extraterrestrials? How much time are we spending just taking pictures of exoplanets? How much time are we doing this?
Who's,
and it was like auctioned off in a pie.
But who are the groups that get it?
Is
it all NASA?
The European Space Agency, and I think like the Canadians.
Oh, we're sharing with other countries.
Yeah.
We all put it together.
It
was a collective.
And so I'm not even kidding. It was like a fantasy draft of how many hours we get to spend doing this.
In the first pick in the exoplanet draft with the James Webb telescope goes to NASA. NASA, who's your first round draft pick? We're going to take 3 hours of Milky Way galaxy exploration. Canada, you're on the clock.
Yes.
Oh, the Canadian Mounties coming up here. They've traded with the European Congress. The European Congress is on the clock. They will take exoplanet discovery. Canada's back on the clock. Extraterrestrial research, and now back to the United States of America for round two. Let's go live now to Mike Mayock, who's going to handicap the first round of the draft. How do you trade your first round pick with the James
telescope? That's awesome. What would your first pick have been?
I don't know what I'm looking for.
Well, what are you curious about in space?
Life.
Okay, so you're looking for life.
I want to see life somewhere else, yeah.
Okay, so you're looking at the exoplanet saying, hey, are any of these planets sustainable to, like, carry life? I'm with you. I would have said,
I mean, life's the only thing I'm looking at. I don't care about anything else.
I am totally with you. My first pick would have been, find me life. That's what I would have told the telescope. Let's go.
And the reason I want to find life is because it has such an immediate, like, religious groups are very worried about what this telescope finds.
Why?
Because there's two sets of beliefs on it. One belief is if you find whatever you would call proof, because I don't know how they determine all that, of life, like advanced life, in some other galaxy.
Wait, so it needs to be advanced?
Well, life. Let's just say life.
What if you find grass on a planet?
I don't know. Let's just say life.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Would that?
Just some kind of life. Just any kind of life.
Grass.
Like an ant. Just an ant. I don't know. A mollusk.
What's my ant doing in space?
Okay. What? That, from a religious standpoint, there are two beliefs in that.
Mm-hmm.
One side, very ardent believers, say that just further proof of God.
Right.
But the other side, which has a strong voice, is if you find a whole nother galaxy that's got life, it disproves the concept of a higher being. So it's a, there's you should read some articles. I was reading the other day. There's like a fundamental opposition to this telescope even existing.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Knowledge is power. We need to find out as much as we can. And I don't think finding life disproves anything.
Well, for some people it does.
And I'm not a religious person saying that. I don't think it disproves anything.
Like, would that make you want to believe more or less? Because you're not very religious to begin with.
Wouldn't affect me at all. I know there's life out there. I do. I know it. Because logic tells you there is.
I agree with you, by the way.
There's millions of exoplanets. There's millions upon millions, and I'm using a smaller number than I should, of stars. Of course there's planets out there with life. So what the hell would that disprove? That doesn't change me in any way in regards to religious beliefs. But I want to know.
Do you think there's another Evan Roberts?
No, I don't believe in parallel universes. No, I watched a video about that last night on YouTube. It was so confusing. Oh my God, my head hurt.
Oof. Well, it's not that hard to understand.
Nah, it's crazy. A parallel universe?
That there's millions of them.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Millions of them in which all these different scenarios occur. Right. So, like, the scenario where I say, no, I don't want to work with Craig Carton. No, it's a terrible idea. That scenario exists on one of these other planets.
Well, I don't read it that way.
No, that's how I read it. Like, each human's decisions through life is represented in another parallel universe. What? I don't believe that. I'm sorry. I don't.
877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Here's the quick Yankee Mets thing, and we'll discuss it right after the break, okay? They put out these odds, all right, for winning the World Series. They do it every year. It's nothing new this year. And I say this acknowledging I have a gambling problem. I'm not suggesting this from a gambling standpoint at all. I don't want you to think of it in this manner. To me, it's more of a news story, okay? And again, these are the experts in, like, I guess, Vegas putting out these lines. And I was interested by it because they don't make sense, to be fair. Right now, the number one team, the most favored team to win the World Series this upcoming season are the Los Angeles Dodgers. Put that aside for a minute. We can debate that another day. Here's where it got interesting. The second place team, so the team that the experts think, the odds makers think, is most likely to win a World Series.
By the way, Dodgers did win the World Series last year. Did you say that?
No, I did not.
I'm sorry. My head is weird right now. I apologize. Go ahead.
I accept your apology.
I'm staring at you listening. I swear.
I did not say that.
And then I was like, did he just say that?
Let me
just
make sure. Braves won the World Series.
Good job.
You're welcome.
I apologize,
Craig. Dodgers are the favorite to win the World Series.
Yes. Okay, good.
All right. You could argue that or not argue that, whatever.
No, they should be.
The number one American League team, odds on to win the World Series, are the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
The New York Mets are the fourth favorite team to win the World Series. I'm blocking on who's third. It's irrelevant.
The Atlanta Braves, maybe?
I don't know. I forget. I'll check. To me, that either means that they know the Yankees are getting Correa and other people, or they're not paying attention. Because the New York Yankees barely made the wild card last year and got blown out by the Red Sox in the one-game wild card. They've done nothing to improve their team at all this year. How can they possibly be the favorite to win the World Series amongst all American League teams? And the Mets, who I admit we all agree do have some holes. They're not a perfect team. No team is. Are behind the Yankees when it comes to odds of winning a World Series. After the break, our experts will discuss. So that means you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.